Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson and more Navy call signs. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Remember when we met?
I dated lots of men.
A night we won't forget.
I drank a lot back then.
Soon we fell in love.
I wouldn't go that far.
Under stars above.
We did it in your car.
Our passion filled the night.
I can't believe my luck.
The future's looking bright.
You knocked me up, you schmuck.
I love you. We're having a baby. Look at you now.
It's 5 a.m. and I'm blowing chow.
The dream of a lifetime will come to pass.
I'm having a baby. God, I've got gas.
Got that glow, and don't you know you're looking in the pink?
I only pray that some sweet day these hemorrhoids will shrink.
We're having a baby. I'm a happy bloke.
I'm having a baby.
Figure is divine.
My ankles are swelling.
I'm so glad you're mine.
Are those pickles I'm smelling?
You're beautiful, my dear.
Can I have your dessert?
I long to have you near.
Oh, God, my nipples hurt.
You thrill me with your charms.
I hope dirty diapers thrill you.
I want you in my arms.
Touch my bosoms and I'll kill you.
I love you. We're having a baby.
We?
And I'm so glad.
I have to pee again.
That we're having a baby.
I'm having a baby.
We're having a baby.
And I'm hoping that maybe you're not the dad.
Come on, baby. Just give me a little kiss.
Yeah, kiss my ass.
Where? It's getting awfully big.
Oh, you bastard.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Christy Lee on the news. Pat Godwin on the guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Josh Arnold. Taking it easy. He's kicked back. There you go.
I like the relaxed.
I don't. Your hairy knee looks like.
Oh, it's hot.
I don't know. It looks like the corpse of Don Rickles. It's got
You've
that bald spot.
Better legs
on top.
Than I do.
The corpse of Don Rickles.
Don Rickles.
That weird pate like knee.
Would you shave your legs on the air?
Yeah.
So we could look like, see what they look like.
Do you want to get waxed on the air again?
I mean, I will, yeah. But do you want to?
The legs, the whole thing?
No. When you got waxed before, how long do you have to wait between waxings?
At least 6 weeks. For me.
Have you done any, do you have enough, what's the word I'm looking for? Enough fur down there now to be waxed, or do you have to let it grow out?
Yeah, I got to wait for it to grow out a little bit.
All right.
I recently trimmed.
Would you like to?
We have a guest. Please.
God, you're just oblivious to the goings on around you.
Yes, you are.
Al doesn't even know we're here yet.
Yes, he does. He's looking right at us.
He's drinking his coffee, patiently waiting.
No, he's not.
Of course he does.
Oh, hey, Al.
Hello.
Hey, Al.
Just a man enjoying his tea. I was listening to some manscaping tips. That's all.
Would you get waxed down there?
No. It's always a weird thing. I tried, this is random. It's going to sound like a name drop, but it's not because it's relevant. I was talking to Ryan Leaf one time on a podcast. And
cool.
He and I were talking about shaving down there when you're on the road.
Yeah.
Because when you come back, your woman is going to be like, yeah, what? Uh-huh. Why did you do that?
Yep.
Why would you need to do that? And I didn't think about that. And I did it one time, just completely like not even think about that conversation. And when I came back, my girl was like, "What's up, doc? Why'd you decide to do that?" Because I didn't know if it was like it symbolizes cheating or something to women. Christy,
yeah, I've got your excuse.
Exactly.
Here's the thing. Godwin taught me this when it comes to dyeing his hair. You always do it as an away game right. So you don't mess up your own bathroom. Exactly. So you say, "Hey, baby, I didn't want to leave pubes all over the bathroom
that's
here."
I do it not exclusively, but mostly on the road.
Yeah,
because of
that's why when I'm in hotels, I go down to the pool, take 50 towels, and cover the floor with them because the previous guy probably has been doing some shaving, and I can't stand the.
Well, I'm nice enough to do it. I do it in the bathroom, and I really make sure.
Oh my god! But as a woman, I can see where she's coming from. Yeah, I'd be like, why did you have to shave while you're on the road?
Man? Have you ever done any sculpting down there?
I mean, I would imagine yours is naturally high and tight. Right?
Yeah.
Most black dudes have high and tight pubes.
Weird because I'm sorry, I'm going to cut you. It's weird because I feel like some women kind of want rugged kind of guys.
Right?
We are not. You know, like we are not like outdoorsy, make your own furniture out of a block of wood, like man's man, beard man's man. But then I'm also not in the super, because there's like also men that get their eyebrows waxed and they look great. There's men that get their back waxed and they're kind of like manicured men. But I'm not him either. So I'm in this weird place. Josh, I don't know where you are, where I'm like, I don't want to fully manscape. But then, you know, maybe just maintenance like you would do with like a elementary school or something. Just like so it looks nice. But I don't know how to like I don't have a direction to go.
I would have picked something other than.
Manscaped in an elementary school, but I have.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Just when the lawn is like nice, but it doesn't look like a lawn of a Hollywood celebrity. But it's like, oh, somebody cuts this.
Are there cultural stereotypes here? With respect to this sort of thing,
I don't think it's a stereotype. I think it's just a most black guys have high and tight pubes, right? They're not like
right. I've never heard black men talk about manscaping, and I didn't hear about real manscaping until I started listening to podcasts and then started hearing ads for companies that just had shavers for the regions. That was shocking to me.
Oh.
Well, Josh has been a waxer for quite some time. I would not do that. And the pain and B, the look, just not my look.
Gotcha. I've been a manscaper since I was like 18.
Wait, Josh, how many times a year, month are we talking?
Maybe quarterly. Yeah, okay. And then in between, I'll trim.
No, I get that same pain when I pay my taxes quarterly. our guest is comedian Al Jackson, and Al is a very fine comedian, and he is also on the TV, DBL, Daily Blast Live, and Al is on it, obviously, Monday through Friday, and Al, you're also an author. The children's book is called Where is Baby Ford? A Special Benefit for the World of Autism. Check everything out by going to aljacksonlive.com. Now, what's on your mind today, Al?
Oh, Tom, you know, we've been doing so well with the words. This is going to be our last tune-up before we have a special surprise test for you next week.
Oh!
Which I already have on deck. So this week, I just want to go over some new words and some old ones to just keep your, you know, we got to keep you...
Sure, fresh and
you know, we gotta have you in the right headspace. You got to feel like you're winning. That's why you have that little tune-up game before you go play Alabama. So, Tom, let's go really quickly. What does it mean if somebody's fried, Tom? Talk to me. What does it mean when you're fried?
It used to mean if someone was fried that they were they'd had too many drinks or drugs,
and that is still correct, Tom. I'm not going to let you mess that up. You're one for one.
Really?
Yeah, you just build the confidence early, right?
Oh, wow. I thought it was a trick question.
Yeah.
Nope, you got it. And also, don't forget, there's also 4K. You can also use that one, like when you're really somebody's. Usually, that's reserved for when somebody's really high. You say, "Oh yeah, they were in 4K last night."
4K.
So why is it 4K? Is it like 4,000?
Yeah. No. Like high definition TV. Like you know how like when you're high on mushrooms, like colors are really bright.
He doesn't.
It's a high def.
I'll take your
high def.
Oh, you say high def? I can see that.
He was 4K. Oh, that's very.
I like that.
I like that very much.
Yeah.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Okay. All right, now, Tom, this is a tough one. This is actually slang from the mid to late 80s. I've always loved it. It's kind of stood the test of time in the black community. Tom, what are the vapors?
I love the vapors.
Mama's got the vapors.
Isn't that from Gone with the Wind?
Well, I think in the South, that I era. Think ladies would say that.
I've That's got like the vapors.
Mama's got the vapors.
Like a Tennessee Williams thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
now, Christy, what does it mean in the Southern slang area?
That you're about to faint, that you're, lightheaded. I've got the vapors.
Oh, interesting. Oh, yeah. I think they said that in Steel Magnolias. And I was like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And I
was a little...
Steel Magnolias. I don't want to, any of the younger listeners, I don't want to scare you. There used to be a time where there was just one HBO. That was just one. There was like,
right. Yeah.
It was just like the period of, there was like, I don't know if y'all remember, there were just certain movies that were just, it was like Steel Magnolias was on all the time. There was a period where they showed Time Cop a lot.
In the 80s, they showed Eddie Macon's Run every day, three times. The vapors in the 80s did the vapors. It's not about vaping because that wasn't around yet. Is it a reference to smoking crack?
No, I mean, I could see that, but it's not. It's a feeling that you would give somebody. That's your hint.
Oh, I gave him the vapors. Or I gave her the vapors. Okay. So
weak in the knees.
I think is that right?
Sounds good. Yeah.
No, the vapors means that you're doing so well. Like when you walk by everybody that used to ditch you, it's like, oh, look at Tom's car now. Mm. So like if you go back and there's an old Bismarcky, the guy saying just a friend. He had a song called The Vapors, and it was really just talking about. In the video, it's all super old school, but funny, like people that dished you in your old neighborhood, but now you made it and now you gave them vapor. So that's what it is. Mm. It's like, oh, you dissed me when you thought I wasn't going to make it, but now I'm glowed up.
Gotcha.
Ah, that's very nice.
Al, I have a question for you.
What does glowed up mean?
I said a phrase this morning and everybody, no one had heard it.
Uh-oh.
And it was very, I had heard it a ton. And I wanted to know if you have, when you eat food that's good or stuff, you go, that's good stuff, Maynard. Have you ever heard that?
I have never heard that.
Wow.
Thank you, Al.
Yeah. This is so crazy to me that this was like everywhere when I grew up.
Huh.
It had to be a regional thing.
Everywhere. Yeah, there is regional slang.
Yeah, yeah. It didn't even occur to me that other people hadn't heard of That's Good Stuff, Maynard.
Well, Al hasn't either. What's my next?
I'm sorry to bother you.
Well, you should apologize. I mean.
Okay. Did you say glowed up?
Glowed up.
I'm all glowed up.
Yeah, Tom, glowed up. We've had that one like three times. You know, glowed up.
Does this mean like if a lady gets herself all extra pretty with eye makeup?
Absolutely.
Combs her hair. Glowed up. See? Yep.
Christy's all glowed up.
Not today. I wished.
Yeah, there's also a joke I could have done 10 years ago about that phrase.
God bless you, Al. Battling the allergies, my friend.
For another lifetime, it'd be me and you, boo, Bonnie and Clyde.
That's right.
Al, I don't want to interrupt the flow here, but so far, Christy and Josh have seen the new Tom Cruise movie. I don't know if you've seen it yet. I have not. But there's a whole thing about these so-called call signs. And your nickname is what, Maverick?
Mm-hmm.
We've been trying to come up with call signs for our cast here. Do you have, and typically, by the way, the call sign is given to you by maybe the officer that's training you. And often it's somewhat derogatory about a mistake you made. Have you done this with your staff on the TV show? Or do you have an idea for one for yourself?
No, but I will be pitching this as a segment today and pretend like I came up with it. It makes it onto the show. That's what I did this morning.
Yeah.
But that's really cool. I think I want my call sign to be Windy.
Windy?
Windy?
Windy. Because like I'm always kind of in the wind. I'm always floating around. I kind of like that. And also, there was a period of time where there was a lot of wind around me because of things that was happening. So okay. Like, I'm not going to, you know, so that too. So that would be, what did you guys come up with for call signs?
Oh, Ace is BOGO. Buy one, get one.
He's a big couponer if you don't, if you didn't know.
Ladies, I know you're as hot as I am. Ace, come on, man. Are you breaking out paper coupons in 2022? In most, front of folks, yeah. We got places to be.
It's mostly digital.
Mostly digital.
So occasionally acoustic.
By digital, he means when he brings out those coupons at the grocery store, people give him the finger.
Chick McGee has been called Meltdown for his famous meltdown.
I don't know where they get that.
A new one, someone suggested we call him Soul Man. S-O-L. E, is that right?
Oh, yeah, big shoe head.
Sneaker head.
Sneaker guy.
Big shoe face.
Big old shoe face.
Josh, we've got a couple new suggestions. Flash, for what Josh likes to do from his bathroom window.
Oh.
All right. I like this one for Pat Godwin. Triage.
It's fitting.
He's always waiting to go to the hospital.
Try that on your TV show, Al. That'll be fun.
I absolutely love that. That's kind of dope. I think I'm here for that. We need to get some Bob and Tom dog tags.
Did you hear what he just said?
It's kind of dope. I'm here for that.
I'm here for that. I think it's kind of dope. What did he mean by all that?
Oh, kind of dope. Dope means good. It's like when bad means good. Very confusing. And then
unless you've got good.
I'm here for that. Meaning, I would agree with you that I am present as one votes a positive thumbs up on that one.
Oh, look at him go.
Do you guys see it? It like started as a joke,
yeah.
But like Tom really knows a lot of like, and just he knows how to say it. You know, we're a long way away from my man 50 grand. You know, we've done a lot of work.
Thank you,
now, Tom. Let's keep this momentum going.
All right.
You know, because Tom, when you do really well, you get the bag. Tom, what is the bag?
Oh, what's the bag, Tom?
We talked about it this morning.
We did this earlier today, and I...
in relation to Kyler Murray?
Yes, yeah. Yes. It means you're going for the money. My first thought was, because it's Pride Month, I thought perhaps it was a gent looking for a fellow gent, which is perfectly acceptable.
Go for the bag.
That would be cool.
Going for the bag. But it means, going for that bag of money, right?
Yes.
Or as they say, in the was it early 90s, going for the Benjamins? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was all about.
I mean, it was Benjamins. More late 90s, but that's just quibbling over weird details. Tom, I am blown away. Tom, let's end with something real. Tom, what does it mean if you're straightening?
Okay,
this is obviously not a reference to hairdos.
There we go.
What was that stuff called? That was
Dippity Doo.
No, there was some really toxic thing that people used to put in their hair.
Lard?
What, relaxer?
They'd get a process, they called it.
Yeah, that was what Malcolm X was getting in the movie. Mm-hmm. It was like a process that like fried your hair.
Yes.
C-O-N-K.
It was like real bad for your skin and really dangerous.
Yeah, like you had to get it out of your hair because it would start to, it was like a chemical burn if you didn't like do it right.
Yeah, a really dumb cultural thing that was foist upon people because. And in any event, let's.
Oh boy!
So, what am I trying to explore here? The what is
the word straightening?
Does it have anything to do with those?
Man, I've just been straightening. That's why I haven't been around.
Sorting oneself out. Then, obviously, been trying to make some corrections in my life. Been straightening.
Tom, I say that you went. At least 5 for 6. I'm going to say this is a perfect day.
Thank you very much.
And the way that you got straightening, you're just reasoning it through it. So, Tom, just use the phrase straightening in a sentence.
Let's see now.
Yeah, let's think it all through.
No, I got to give. I want to try to get this right. Mm. I had a pretty rough week last week. Had to do a lot of straightening to sort things out and get everybody back on my team.
Well, you could have ended with just I had to do a lot of straightening,
yeah.
Because that's what you said it and then defined it.
To get everybody back on my team. Yeah.
When did you do that?
Over the weekend, I just chilled. And,
did you?
Yeah, whipped out a few Benjamins and... Did I use that right? And then
you did. Tom, you can tell them, hey, there's no cap on that. What does that mean? No cap.
it means that you're going for even more of the bag because there's no salary cap. And, your girlfriend's all glowed up and
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at you go.
Sure is. Yeah,
that's not what it means, but I'll take it.
She was hanging around me. She was 4K without any drugs or alcohol. How's that going?
I like that. Yeah,
I made her 4K. Wait a minute. Yeah. That doesn't sound right, does it?
She consented to 4K.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.